This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. Tuesday is a big day in Olympia for people concerned about school funding issues in Washington. That's when the state Supreme Court will hold a hearing on whether the legislature has met the court's requirements to amply fund basic education in the long-running McCleary case. Here with a preview is 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross.
The hearing will last 1 hour, divided up between the Attorney General's office arguing the legislature has done enough and the lawyer for the plaintiffs who says, nope.
The main argument I'm going to make is the Supreme Court issued an order and the state has not complied.
Thomas Ahern is the attorney representing the plaintiffs. He says the funding plan the legislature passed this summer falls short in a number of ways, including not lifting teacher salaries enough. And he says the state Supreme Court may go further than the daily $100,000 fine it's imposed on the legislature.
If the court says, well, we're going to do what courts in other states have done, which is just declare the school statutes unconstitutional because they're unconstitutionally funded, unless you comply with our order, you know, that's a bigger stick.
He says that would mean school wouldn't open next September when the state is supposed to be in compliance. The Attorney General's office argues in legal filings that the state has fulfilled the court's order and that the legislature this year approved unprecedented increases in school funding by the state. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.